On Penn State University Week, how do we make students more active in their learning? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Bill Gaff, teaching professor of economics, explores this question.
Many instructors across higher education argue that active learning leads to better outcomes than the instructor continually talking. Yet the phrase active learning is vague. How might one thoughtfully implement it? One approach is deliberate practice, which comes from the pathbreaking work of the cognitive scientist Anders Ericsson, who studied how experts become experts. They achieve their expertise via deliberate practice, which is attempting challenging tasks, receiving timely and accurate feedback, and that feedback helps the trainee expand their mental model of the topic. This should ring true for instructors. They might want their students to analyze medieval poetry, write a strong opening paragraph, or design a bridge. How best to learn to do these things than to try and then receive feedback? Obviously, the task must be carefully scaffolded and calibrated. Deliberate practice can be implemented in many ways, from conceptual clicker questions in a large introductory class that uses peer instruction, which my research focuses on, to group projects in a small senior-level class. A leading researcher on employing deliberate practice in teaching is the physicist and Nobel laureate Carl Wieman. In a series of papers, he and his colleagues have demonstrated large learning gains in courses employing it. My research has come to a similar conclusion. With deliberate practice, the joy of teaching shifts from continually talking to students to designing challenging activities where you watch your students learn.
That was Bill Gaff of Penn State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.